Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to all of our radio audience. Once again, it is the time for the Global Gospel Radio Ministry of the Church of Christ from the United States of America. And as we're on the worldwide broadcast, both the internet and the radio, we want you to know that we're glad to have all of those who have decided to call in or to sign in to be a part of this broadcast tonight. We thank the Daring Loop Church of Christ, who assembles for worship on Daring Loop Road in Houston, Texas, USA. Those brethren, many years ago, at least 10 years or more, decided to provide this broadcast and this gospel ministry opportunity and to have it all of the world, to over 1,500 different languages of people around the world. And we're just glad and thank God for their faithfulness, for their vision, and for their dedication to being a part in fulfilling the global command of Jesus Christ, Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. Jesus said to his disciples as he was leaving to go back to heaven, go into all the world, preach the gospel to everybody. Whoever believes and obeys the gospel and is baptized for the removal of their sins will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be damned. You know, man was already condemned because of sin all the way from the beginning. When Adam sinned, there was no remedy to remove sin out of his life before Christ came. Until Christ came and lived that perfect human life and gave his own life in sacrifice for the eternal life of mankind, who would obey the truth, shed his blood, that those who would obey the gospel would be able to be cleansed and have their sins washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ in the obedience of baptism. Baptism is for the removal of sin. That's where the false prophet, the false teacher, different ones, Baptists, Lakewood Church, Potter's House Church, Church Without Walls Church, and Missionary Baptist, and Seventh-day Adventist, and Lutheran, and Methodist, and all the others. That's where their doctrine is no good. They do not teach baptism for salvation. They do not teach baptism for the removal of sin. But it is taught throughout the New Testament. From Acts chapter 2, when God established that where men could hear the gospel, believe it, obey it, and become part of that spiritual kingdom of Christ on earth. The kingdom that was promised in Isaiah chapter 2. Verses 1 through 8. Micah chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. That same church of prophecy that God promised began May 28, A.D. 33, the year 33. May 28, Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, the 12 apostles began preaching and calling Jews who had assembled for the atonement, the Pentecost, offering of the blood of bulls and goats and sheep, the annual atonement in the city of Jerusalem. Jews from every nation where they were scattered to came out of those nations as far away as England and Spain and France and Germany and the Middle East, Asian, Southeast Asia, China, and so forth. They came from Russia, Northern Europe, Greece, Africa, from all over the world where Jews have been scattered because of man's warring with each other. The Roman government, the Roman Empire, had conquered nearly every civilized country within its reach. It was a worldwide empire of its day. God chose that time in the life and history of man in the earth to bring and establish his salvation for all men, men of every nation. Wasn't God wise? God was so intelligent. God was so wise. God was so all-knowing that he knew this before he ever created man and the world, before he ever laid the foundation of this world and its creation. God had already figured out what he was going to do for man's eternal life salvation, because he also knew that the autonomous-minded man would choose sin over obedience, disobedience over obedience, sin over salvation and eternal life. And as a sinner, man was spiritually dead and condemned to eternity in spiritual death, which is hell. That's all man was headed for. But God, Jesus Christ, came. And Jesus Christ brought eternal life and immortality back into the grasp, into the reach of humankind, including those who had died before. You see, fortunately, and as a matter of God's foreknowledge and wisdom, Christ's blood was shed while he was dead. He was in his death. He had died in the flesh before his blood was shed. And then his blood was shed. And because it was shed in that situation, it allows the blood of Christ to not only reach forward to those of us who live after the cross, but to reach back to all who live before the cross. They were not left out. God didn't intend for the faithful and obedient servants to be left out of salvation. And all who died in faith, in faithful obedience to God, in their dispensation, in their covenant relationship, are saved today. All who died in sin are still dead in sin. All who die today in sin will die in condemnation of their souls. But all who live righteous today and obedient to the gospel command of Jesus Christ will be saved. God bless each and every one tonight. We want to thank Brother Bryant Brown, our faithful brother, who is a faithful member of the Church of Christ that assembles and worships on West Ward Street in Texas City, Texas. you. I'm your host. I'm Brother Leroy Williams, the minister, one of two ministers of the Par Edition Church of Christ, which meets for worship and assembly every week in the city of Wharton, Texas, USA. We thank God for our opportunity and for our being entrusted by Him and by our brethren to preach the gospel of Christ in this global broadcast. That's what we're here for, ladies and gentlemen. We're here to let you know what the gospel salvation of Jesus Christ is and how that you can and you must receive that gospel in order to be saved for eternal life. Tonight's broadcast has a special flair to it. We reserve the Thursday broadcast primarily for the purpose of receiving Bible questions, religious questions, questions of doctrine and faith, questions that beg for the answer from God concerning our hope of eternal life through obedience to His word. And that's why we want to talk to you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're asking for all of those who have time, who have chimed into this broadcast tonight, who are on your telephone and have dialed into the New York station radio location. That's area code 347. Phone number 850-8256. If you're in a foreign country, you know you need to add your country's foreign dialing code. The plus 011 or whatever it is. You preface that to 347-850-8256. And you too can be in the broadcast queue of the radio station in New York, New York. And you can speak directly to me and ask any question concerning God's will and God's word that you need answers to. We promise you, ladies and gentlemen, world citizens, we promise you that if you ask a Bible question, we will give you the Bible's answer. We will not focus on our thoughts, our philosophy, our wisdom in the matter, but we will give you what God says in answer to your question. And we know this, you can depend on God. You can trust God's word. God's word is truth. John 17:17. Nothing but the truth. That's all we have to offer tonight. But we want you to ask a question today on this broadcast. And the way you do that is, first of all, being on the telephone where you are, being on the telephone, push number 1 on your telephone keypad. When you push number 1, you will alert our program moderator, the faithful Brother Bryant Brown. He will in turn interrupt me, and we'll receive and take your question on by the word of God. We're asking you, ask your question tonight. We know that many who have been on this call in time past have heard many controversial truths that were being taught by myself and other ministers who contributed in the past in this program broadcast, words from the Bible proved by the scriptures what the will of the Lord is, and most importantly, that the 600 plus religious denominations and religious faiths that are being taught in the world are false. They are not the gospel of Christ. There is no salvation, eternal damnation, in believing and obeying them. The churches that they represent are not churches of Christ. The fellowship that they represent is not the body of Christ. It has nothing to do with Christ and God. But they are wholly evil. They are wholly false doctrines and ministers of Satan who teach them. We have the Bible to prove it. Someone wants to know what that is in the Bible, I challenge you to ask the question. We've already been volunteering and teaching, and now we want to know who's really concerned about the welfare of their soul. Who really believes in the revelation of God, the Holy Writ, the Bible? Who really wants to agree with God and His Word? Who really, by God, according to God's promise, according to God's Word, according to what God has said, who wants night is your night? Ask any questions that you need to understand, so that you know without any doubt in order to be saved, so that you don't have to argue with your false pastor, false minister and preacher, and false reverend, your false bishop, your false pope, your false priest, your false father. You don't have to argue with them. You give them the Bible, the Word of God, and let them think on it. Let them address it, because that's what we all must address. That's what we all must accept. That's what we all must agree with. That's what we all obey, in order to be saved and to go to glory with God in heaven. So tonight, we're challenging you. We're asking you. We're begging you. Question you need answered that will clear everything up for you, so that you understand and have the Word of God to verify what you ought to believe. Don't trust in Brother Williams' wisdom and his philosophy and his thoughts as a man of intelligence. Trust in God and His Word, the Word that is written, so that you might know what His will is. God wrote it, and He used men to transcribe it so that you and I can have a written copy of it. We don't have to guess what God said by word of mouth. We can read it in a written for ourselves, in our own language, that we understand. That's what we're talking about, ladies, gentlemen, fellow citizens of the world, fellow Christians of true faith in Christ, members of the spiritual church of Christ, only church that Christ built, the only church that Christ bought, the only church that Christ is married to, the only church that Christ is the head of, the only church that Christ is saving. Christ, who is God and our Savior. He is the living Word. That is, He is the spiritual Word of God. The Word was with God in the beginning, and the Word was God in the beginning. John chapter 1, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. And we know the worlds were established. They were built. The foundation of this universe was built and established by the Word of God. Hebrews 11, verse 1 through 4. Read it. That's the Word of God. That's the revelation from God. See what God says about it. Don't take my word for it. Don't take any man's word for it. Open your Bible and read it for yourself. Understand for yourself what the will of the Lord is. Don't let nobody for yourself. And understanding comes by receiving the word of truth. How does one receive the word of truth? By the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. By the believing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. By the obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's how one receives the word of truth and salvation for their soul. You and I, we're soul men. We have a spiritual existence, which is our soul, and it given to us from God. We are and come from the Spirit of God. But if our life is marred by sin, we are no longer living up to our calling. We are no longer living up to God's expectation for us. We got to repent of sin, confess faith in Christ, and obey the commandment of the gospel of Christ. And that is, be baptized for the removal of your sin. It's as simple as that, ladies and gentlemen. That gets you into the right place in order to do the right thing, live the right way, believe the right thing, and obey. Put you right in place. And when you leave this mortal life, you will be fully prepared, saved, and received into the eternal kingdom of God forever. That's heaven, ladies and gentlemen. That's not hell. That's heaven. Hell is the kingdom of the devil, the kingdom of Satan. If you fail, please God in your spiritual living, and you die in your sin, you will become a citizen for all eternity of the damning, horrifying, burning, hot, hellfire kingdom of Satan, the devil. Make your choice tonight. Make your choice this day. Make your choice now where you want to go. When this life, when this world and this universe and this creation has been folded up like a piece of paper, dissolves and vanishes away like dust vapor for all eternity. That happens, only thing left is heaven where God is, and hell where Satan is. You will live forever, you will exist forever in one place or the other. You can't live in both, but it'll be one or the other. Where will you spend eternity? That's a question that each one of us must answer for ourselves. No one can answer that question for you. Your mama, your daddy, your grandma, your grandpa, your brother, your sister, your wife, your children. No one answer that question but you. Where will you spend eternity? If you want to be sure of what God's word says about it, let's talk about it. Talk to Brother Williams. Ask the hard questions. Challenge me to give you the right answer. We're going to give you book, chapter, and verse. That's our promise. We won't tell you something that you cannot find written in the Word of God. Because we know that all truth is written in the Word of God. You can't miss it because it's in God's Word for you. May God bless you. Let's take a moment. Praise God some more. Let's praise him, proclaim his glory, his power, his might, and his great salvation by which he has saved those of us who are faithful and are members of his spiritual church, the Church of Christ. Pray together. Righteous God, Holy Father, beloved Son, Savior, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the only potentate, the Almighty, you God, we bow in this prayer of thanksgiving to say thank you. Thank you so very much for having saved me from sin through obedience to your gospel. Pray, Heavenly Father, for all those who are listening on this global broadcast today, that if they have not obeyed the gospel of Christ, that they would make up their mind, calling and election sure. So that they do not lose your reward. Heavenly Father, help us. Help us as we listen to your word tonight. Help us all. We're members of the spiritual body of Christ in initially obeying the truth. We're not living up to our calling, but are rather living in sin. And allow us the time to repent and to stop doing those things that are wrong. Turn back and begin to do those things which are righteousness. Thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise the Lord. God is wanting and waiting for souls to come. God wants to save every soul. But it's up to you and I. It's up to that soul whether it be saved, because it requires that you come to God in faith and in repentance. That's what God requires. That's what the gospel requires. That's what you must do. We don't have any choice in the matter. We can't excuse you or permit you to not have to accept or obey those terms of God's will. We don't have that authority. And God can't do it. What God has said, it is true. God cannot change. He can't change it because God, the word of truth. John says he is the word. But we got to walk in obedience to God's word. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right now. Who wants a question? Who wants to give a question or make a comment or a statement on this broadcast today? Who would like to be first? Step right up and ask your question. We're waiting and we're hoping that you will ask the hard question. We're going to take a pause. Wait a minute. And if no one decides to call in, we will commence at that point to telling you what the Bible says and how you can obey the Bible's instruction and commandment for the salvation of your soul. Just 2 minutes. God bless you.
God's word will never pass away. God's word will never pass away. And it makes no difference what the people say. God's word will never pass away. He's gone, but he's coming back again. He's gone, but he's coming back again. And it makes no difference what the people say. God's word will never pass away.
Praise the Lord. Just a few more moments, and we'll begin a broadcast of the gospel of salvation from God for your hearing tonight. All right. Our purpose, our commitment to you tonight is to declare the salvation of God through faith and obedience to the gospel. We're taught as ministers of Christ, 1 Timothy chapter 4, preach the word, verse 1 through 4. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering in doctrine. For the time will come, and that time has come, men who claim to be religious, men of faith, will no longer believe and obey the truth. God saw the day where even the people of God would be unfaithful to God in their religious devotions. They would displease God in their religious devotions because they would not stick with the word of God. God knew that if men did not have a constant reminder, a constant and a steady preaching of the truth, that men with hearts would soon turn away from the truth and go into false disobedience and unbelief. So God commanded preaching for the gospel salvation of the souls of men. And as a minister of Christ, a man of God, one who has accepted the responsibility to tell men the truth and how they ought to be saved, it's very important that I, nothing but the word of truth, that's the word of God. So the instruction is, preach it. Whether men choose to accept it or to reject it, preach it anyway. Time has come when many who, having heard the truth, are now turning their backs on it. They're walking away from it. They're choosing not to follow in the word and instruction of the gospel, but rather to follow in the philosophy and the doctrines of men, which sound good, which promise great things, but in fact are empty, vain, and ungodly. That's what we have to be careful about, brothers and sisters in Christ. And those of you who are not in Christ, this is something that you have to realize. Rejecting the gospel of Christ, rejecting the word of God, is as old as creation. You don't want to be a part of that spiritual relationship with God, because it is not a relationship of favor and salvation, but rather of death and spiritual condemnation. So it's up to you, friends, neighbors, ladies, gentlemen, citizens of foreign countries. It's up to you and I as to what we believe will be acceptable and what is. Praise the Lord. So, we preach the gospel. What's the gospel, Brother Williams? The gospel is the good news message from God. Christ has come into the world to save sinners like you and I, to save man from his condemnation and sin. And God did it because he loves the souls of men. See, we got our soul from God. We didn't get our soul from men. We got it from God. We are partakers of his divine nature through obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. That means we become children of God when we obey the truth. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 and 27. You are all the children of God through faith in Christ Jesus, because as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Baptism, taking a bath for the cleansing of the flesh. It's not that. Baptism is the answer of a good conscience toward God. In other words, God is calling us to salvation through the gospel. Baptism is an answer to God that we accept and want his eternal life, salvation. That's what it means. So, knowing this, we know that Christ was falsely accused. He'd been accused of committing a grievous sin, blinding a man's daughter who could see, and then running away. Opened the eyes of the blind. He didn't blind the eyes of the men of mankind, but opened it. He didn't open their physical eyes. He opened their mind's eye. Faith comes through hearing the word of God. Faith is developed in the heart of man. The heart of man is the mind of man. The mind of man, which controls man, is a work. It is a place where God's word can be cultivated and grown. Grow into a mighty, it is a strong and faithful. That's what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we are about tonight on this broadcast. We'd like to get more of you on board on the good old gospel ship, the good old gospel of Christ. So it's really up to each one of us individually. You see, my wife could not save my soul by her obedience. And this is the kind of mistake, the kind of lie, deliberate delusion that Satan put forth through his church. But we are not the church of Lucifer. We are not Luciferans, but we are the church of the living God, the church of Christ. That's who we are, and that's what we are. Not because we think we're good enough, it's because God gave us. He gave us this right. He gave us the means. He says in Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, and that for the remission of your sins. Acts 2:38, Peter declared, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive a gift from God. What is that gift? The gift of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in your lives. And it's through faith. That's what it's all about. It's through faith. God bless you. Any question tonight? Any question today? God bless us all. Well, I've said enough tonight that those who are hearing, if they believe it, every soul can be saved tonight, today, this day. And if I teach this for the next 50 years, there'll be no excuse for those living today who haven't heard it or are hearing it for the first time. no excuse for our having part of this historic and this eternal life that God is giving to all those who obey him. God bless you. I don't hear or receive any signal from Brother Brown as regarding any who are asking or want to ask a question about their soul salvation. We have a few moments left in our broadcast. We're going to conclude and get ready to get off the air tonight. We want to say this. If you're on tonight, we still hope and we still desire to have you be on our broadcast on Wednesday, 9:30, or rather 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time in the United States of America. Tuesday of next week at 7:30 p.m. in the city of Warden, Texas, we invite you to tune in again. Call the number. If you have a question, let us answer your question from the Bible's scriptural word. Thank you, dear God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, now. We don't want you to be like the procrastinators of the world who keep putting things off and keep putting it off and keep putting it off, expecting something positive to happen. Now, how it works. You must obey the truth. You must obey the gospel of Christ. Obedience and not sacrifice. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 4 through 10. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, if there are no questions tonight, we've taught you the gospel of Christ. We've taught you the meaning of it and the reason for it. It's up to you and I, my radio audience, my people around the world, it's up to you and I as individuals to have faith in God and obey his eternal will and commandment. So, until we come together again to conduct this broadcast ministry, we hope that you will remain and will remain faithful to being a part with us in this global gospel broadcast ministry. In Jesus' name, we hope that you'll do that. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, thank you for your blessing. Your blessing on this ministry. Your blessing on our life. Pray, Heavenly Father, that we may never forget that as we have found it within our heart to repent, we pray, dear God, that you will judge us as sincere and that you will receive our petition of grace on behalf of those who have yet to hear, believe, and obey the gospel. Thank you, dear God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Radio audience, ladies and gentlemen, even those who are faithful brethren in Christ, we look forward to being on the air next week by the grace of God. God bless us all in Jesus' name. Good day and goodbye.